Two men arrested on machine gun charges following high school graduation shootings. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 12, 2025. 20-year-old Hamza Abdurrashid said and 18-year-old Amir Molali were arrested in Minnesota and face machine gun charges following shootings at two different high school graduations. KSTP reported that Zed was arrested May 30, 2025. After allegedly shooting two victims outside YZ at a high school's graduation, and Ali was arrested June 6, 2025, after shots were fired at the Burnsville High School graduation. Zed and Ali each allegedly had a Glock pistol with a Glock switch in their possession when questioned by police. Such a switch is used to convert a semi-automatic Glock handgun into a fully automatic firearm. The United States Attorney's Office for the District of Minnesota pointed to recorded jail calls in which Ali allegedly said that, upon his release, he would need a button, a slang term for a switch or machine gun conversion device. High school graduation ceremonies are a rite of passage. A time for friends and family to come together to celebrate one of life's major milestones. To bring machine guns and violence to such a ceremony is immoral and shameful, Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph H. Thompson said. On behalf of all Minnesotans, I want to express a sense of moral outrage at these crimes and assure the public that the perpetrators will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.